And a warning, the next segment will include a description of sexual assault, because we're talking about the over 700 women who've alleged a chilling pattern of sexual abuse by staff at the Women's Unit of New York City's Rikers Island Jail, accounts that are part of lawsuits filed in the last year or so against the city and its Department of Correction under a law that extended the time to file, and revealed in an investigation by WNYC and its news website, Gothamist. Reporter Samantha Max is here. Sam, give us an overview.
We, for the past several months, have been going through every lawsuit filed under the Adult Survivors Act in New York City, and particularly those pertaining to Rikers Island. There are more than 700 of them, spanning from as far back as 1976 to as recently as last year. It was an opportunity to really dig into what these allegations were and the experiences that these women say that they had at the jail complex.
Well, one thread that you pulled was the allegations of sexual abuse late at night. Here's Jenny, a survivor you spoke with. She's now out of Rikers, out of jail, but she talked about these feared late night visits from guards. Let's listen.
They would come a few times a week. I would just pray that it wasn't as bad as the last time. I would pray that it wouldn't last as long. You know, I would pray to God to be with me the whole time.
And Sam, if you can tell us a little bit more about what these guards would do.
Yes. So Jenny was incarcerated on Rikers Island in 2015. And she says that when she got to Rikers, other women started to warn her that she should kind of watch her back because the guards might pick on her. That was kind of what she was told. And she says that one night officers came in the middle of the night and called out a list of names. And she says that they told the women, you know, get up, get ready, and then walk them down these long hallways in the dark to another part of the jail, where she says that these officers ordered women to get on their knees, to be quiet, and then to perform oral sex. She says that she would hide under the sheets, hoping that when these officers would come, that they would not call out her name. But several times she says that they did. And I think the thing that has come up time and again in these lawsuits is this allegation that those in power either knew or should have known what was happening, especially given that these allegations, you know, are coming up from hundreds and hundreds of people spanning across time.
Well, you also point out that the lawsuits point out that there were red flags. I mean, two Department of Investigation reports in 2015 and 2018 found guards were hired even if they had concerning responses on psychological exams or prior arrests for crimes like domestic violence. And what are their representatives, you know, what are union representatives or management of Rikers saying?
The Department of Correction has said that it has a zero tolerance policy for sexual assault and harassment, that it now makes sure that all of its employees and volunteers who come to the jails, that they're trained in how to prevent sexual abuse. And the Correction Officers Benevolent Association, that's the union that represents most of the correction officers, they have said, you know, these are just allegations. Officers shouldn't be tried in the court of public opinion, and they want to see, you know, how the cases develop.
By the way, you know, we are across the country. How do these allegations in New York stack up against the prison systems across the country?
There have been reports over the years that have found high rates of sexual victimization in various jails and prisons across the country. One from about a decade ago had found that the women's jail on Rikers Island had one of the highest rates of sexual victimization of any jail nationwide.
What is the sense of what's going to be happening for these women in this current lawsuit? Some of the lawyers are telling you this could financially bring the city to its knees.
These are not class action lawsuits, so every single individual person who's filed one is seeking their own damages. If you add up all of the damages that are currently being sought under these lawsuits, it adds up to more than $14.7 billion. Mm-hmm. People might have heard about the many migrants who have been coming to the city and looking for housing and care. And the mayor says that so far the city has spent about $4 billion to handle that crisis. So the $14.7 billion far exceeds that.
Samantha Max, who covers public safety for WNYC and its news website, Gothamist. We'll continue to follow this with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.